You better come on in my kitchen. There's hard to be raining her door.
Come over here, kid, will you, sir? You never know, you might have to cook for 20 guys someday. You see, you start out with a little bit of oil. You fry some garlic. And you throw in some tomatoes, tomato paste, you fry it, you make sure it doesn't stick. You got it to a boil, you shove in all your sausage and your meatballs. Huh? And a little bit of wine. A little bit of sugar. And that's my trick.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Enough. I'm so sick and tired of hearing you people talk about food, food, food. That's all anybody ever talks about is prosciutto, cheese, and fava beans. I'm drowning here.
Jesus Christ, take it easy.
We're not even engaged yet.
Well, when you're married, you'll understand the importance of fresh produce.
I eat with gusto, damn your bet, my country, 'tis of thee. I eat for social progress, I eat for victory.
Delicious.
Stay hungry, stay hungry, stay hungry.
Good evening and welcome to Mouthful, the Wine Country's Most Delicious Hour. It's Michelle Anna Jordan. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Hope you're having a nice holiday weekend. Maybe you went up to the Geysers Road and visited the snow, just driving along 101 and looking at the dusting of snow on Sonoma Mountain and the heavier layer in the distance at Mount St. Helena. I just love it when this happens. Lot going on Mouthful tonight. The studio is packed full of not just guests, but aromas. Sonoma County Restaurant Week is getting started tomorrow, and we will be talking about that in our second segment. But first, we have what has become an annual tradition. This is either the third or fourth year that we've talked about Santa Rosa's Chinese New Year celebration with Nancy Wong. I love Chinese New Year for a lot of reasons. I love a lot of the rituals and celebratory things that go along with it. The lions, the dancing lions, I can't watch them without crying. They're just so touching and beautiful. I love the dragons. But I also love if January 1st New Year doesn't get off to a really good start, you have another chance at another New Year. And I always appreciate that a great deal. And now we're coming up, well, we've started the Year of the Rabbit. The big San Francisco parade was yesterday. I heard there were a million people there on the parade route. And our celebration here in Sonoma County is taking place next Saturday, and Nancy's here to talk about it. Thank you so much, Nancy.
You're welcome. Thank
you. Is this the third year or the fourth year?
With your show? Yes. Yeah. I think this is the third year.
Third year?
Yes.
Well, I really appreciate you taking your time. I know you put so much effort into this celebration. You are a really hard worker.
Yes, we all work hard for try to sharing our culture, the food, and try that everybody can just, you know, around your backyard, you can have all the things in San Francisco. Actually, I watched the show last night from TV. It's cold and freezing in San Francisco.
Yeah.
See, our event's indoor.
Yeah, so you can stay warm.
You have the good food, and we have, you know, two beautiful dragon and the beautiful lion team also, the culture dance, the chorus, you got all, you know. Mm-hmm. So all the dance, we had the most... the culture dance too, so it's going to be really exciting program.
Mm-hmm. And what's the organization that puts it on? Isn't there a Chinese cultural organization in Santa Rosa that puts it on?
No,
the sponsor. Oh, okay.
No, this is our association.
Oh, okay.
But we do get some local business, the bank, mm-hmm. You know, give us a little bit of support.
Uh-huh.
So,
and there's I think of the women who sing. That's part of the program. Well, it's been part of the program.
Yes,
when
the chorus. Yes,
the chorus.
Yes.
Yeah,
that we do all over. It's all our members.
Uh-huh.
Actually, last year September they went to Vienna.
Oh, really?
And joined with the South Bay chorus. So uh-huh. We had a few member. One was really good. And uh-huh. They have a really nice sound to prepare for this coming Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Now, last year, I know you had sort of expanded into the South Pacific. You had some beautiful Tahitian dancing last
year. That's right. That's right. We decided to do something different. And but this year, our board decided to concentrate our own culture.
Mm-hmm.
So we put a really good program. We have a training for the new dance for our groups.
Mm-hmm.
And also the lion dance has some new routine coming out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That is absolutely my favorite part, the lion
and the
dance.
Dragon.
Oh, the dragon's one. Yes. The dragons are wonderful. I think you introduced a new dragon last year.
Yes, we have, because the grant from the city, and we purchased the, we call the junior dragon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit small, only needed 10 people to hold it. And the big one is 27 people.
That's like 250 feet
long. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it just goes through. It goes through the Veterans Building Hall like twice or
that's
something.
Right. Then go onto the stage, do a little bit of fancy movement, mm-hmm. you know. So, but the audience, the guests had a chance if they want to holding the dragon. This is the only chance.
They
can, you know, holding the dragon legs. We call the dragon legs.
The dragon legs, yes. Now, one of the things that I don't think we've talked about before on the show, you also have, I think it's a silent auction.
Yes, we do. Uh-huh. Silent auction and then some raffle ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And because our association, we do provide a scholarship for Sonoma County senior high school students.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, aging descent, that's only one request we'll mm-hmm. have. It's on the website. You can download the,
mm-hmm.
The application form. I think this year we have a full scholarship to giving away.
Uh-huh. And so with the silent auction, you just have lots of different things from real diverse section of the community. I've seen wine,
jewelry,
gardening
and
things.
Gardening also, the hotel stay, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of sort of things. Some flower company donated things.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of variety to look through. It's good things to mm-hmm. support. If you needed something, you know, just bet on and good deals.
Yeah, I always buy raffle tickets. I've always mm-hmm. bid on a few things. Haven't gotten anything yet. Maybe this year. Tell me about the food for this year's celebration.
The food, we always stick with the traditional Chinese food. Mm-hmm. You know, the noodles that you, in the new year you had to have.
That's right. And
yeah,
now
the long
why is,
life.
Okay,
it's a
the
long,
length of
yes,
the noodles,
yes,
so that ensures
long
a long life.
That's correct. Then you had to have pork and beef. And we do have a vegetarian table too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just for the people don't eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a really special four items. You know, lotus root is sliced thin and stir-fried with all the vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
And then has another, the vegetable we call zai. Zai, that means in Chinese, if you're vegetarian people, you all know that dishes, it's all made by a vegetable
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the mushroom, really healthy. Then that's, we decided to have the best two dishes, then plus the rice and the noodles
mm-hmm.
for the vegetarian people.
Uh-huh.
Then the people are regular, we do have a barbecue pork, sweet sour mm-hmm. pork, that kind of type of things,
mm-hmm.
and the beef.
Your beef with broccoli, I think.
Broccoli beef,
yes
oyster, yes. Really delicious.
Uh-huh. And then there's beer and wine.
Yes, and we have a really local company. The beer is donated by the Lagunita Brewing mm-hmm. Company.
Yeah, they do. They are such
yes.
good
then
community members.
We have our special label wine, also donated by Vantage Wine Estes.
Mm-hmm.
The company, now they're moved to Airport Bolivar.
Mm-hmm.
We cement the design, and they put a special label in the red wine and white wine.
Oh, okay,
and,
great.
You know, then can light us to serve the wine. You had to buy the wine and
yes.
beers.
Yes, you have
separate.
To buy the,
yes.
you buy that separate from
that's
your tickets.
That's right, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the traditions that I saw for the first time when I went 3 years ago, I guess, is all of a sudden you notice all the kids are starting to get closer to the stage when the lions start dancing. And I'm looking, thinking, hey, what are they doing? They know that the lions are going to be tossing them candy.
The lucky candies.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. That's traditional because the new year you had to have a lion dance and with the drums. And, you know, that's mean you scare the evil away to bring the good luck to the families.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. And also the normally they spray the letters and or the orange, but we and can. But orange we thought was a little bit dangerous, you mm-hmm. know, to kick out the orange. So we uh-huh. changed that to the, changed all the lucky candy.
Lucky candy. And the kids mm-hmm. are just scrambling. I thought it was mm-hmm. very sweet. Some of the older kids would, they'd see some of the little kids who didn't get any. And they would just, without being told, they would just naturally share.
You're right. You're right.
I thought that was really touching.
Yeah, our reception is going to be a little bit different from all the past years. We're going to have a garden fortune with the Chinese traditional dragon custom mm-hmm. to welcome the guests at the front door.
Oh, nice.
And passing on the red envelope. Uh-huh. Actually, the red envelope, it's given by Montgomery Village U.S. Bank branch, and we put the candy in uh-huh. there, you know, so then all the children can have something goodies. Uh-huh. Instead of, you know, we threw the candy, some children have it, some children cannot have, yeah. you know. So I thought, we thought this is going to be fair. Everybody
yeah,
can
nice
have
for
some.
Everybody to that's, be sure everyone
that's
has
correct. Them. Mm-hmm. That we have a really beautiful calendar to giving out also by the U.S. Bank. Montgomery Village branch.
Now we just concluded the year of the tiger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What can we think, or can we expect to perhaps be different with the year of the rabbit?
They say rabbit is kind of quiet,
quiet, peaceful.
Quiet, peaceful year. That's what we're all hoping, right?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Nice with a budget balance. You uh-huh. know, I think last week we went to the San Jose City and. City Council, they giving us the proclamation. Then they always let us bring the lion into the City Council.
Oh, they do? Oh,
yes,
that's great.
And we spray the lucky candy. So the uh-huh. mayor did say, do we get a good luck this year? I said, yes, we will.
Well, I think that was just a nice, quiet, peaceful, calm year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would be very happy if that's how we look back on 2011. How do people get tickets?
Okay, if you need a ticket, I would suggest you go to Santa Rosa G&G Supermarket mm-hmm. and also the Asian Mart.
Oh, Asian Mart
yes,
on
at the Glenville Road. Yeah, this place.
It's a great
is,
store.
Yes, I hate it. Actually, every year we do sold out. So if you mm-hmm. want to get ticket, I would suggest you get a ticket first. Not until the last minute, uh-huh. Because we only had a 600 seat we can serve. Uh-huh. So,
do you know how many might be left at this point?
Right now, I think we might have maybe 50 to 60.
50, okay.
Yes. They can call me if they really need, maybe I can go somewhere to try to strangle, to get some ticket out, uh-huh. you know, and
but yeah,
actually, today we have an ad in the Price Democrat, also sponsored by the G&G Supermarket.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to mm-hmm. boost your sales.
Yes, uh-huh. It's going to be really busy for these coming few days.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's Asia Mart, which is Guerneville Road. It's the former organic grocery, if you've been around here for a really long time. And then, of course, G&G Supermarket on West College Avenue.
In Santa Rosa.
Yes, there's one in Petaluma, but yes, this is the
Santa Rosa
G&G.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. If somebody isn't going to this celebration and we've sort of piqued their curiosity, is there something that they can just do at home, take a couple of minutes? I mean, clean your stove and eat a noodle dish. I mean, is there just some little thing that people could do at home?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, you're right. Have
oh, really?
Some noodles and uh-huh. Fish.
Noodles and fish?
Fishes, and, you know, because the fish pronunciation, it's lots left over in Chinese Mandarin. So that's why in Chinese New Year, they all like to have some fish.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, and then somebody told me, my feng shui consultant always told me, I had to have my stove clean.
Yes, you know, in Chinese, they always say before New Year, you got to clean everything.
Yeah, actually, you have to have everything clean.
That's a daily we're all doing, right? Uh-huh. But I think maybe olden day, everybody's do different things. Mm-hmm. That's why they, I remember I was brought out, my parents would tell me, go clean your room, you know, because New Year is coming, you had to wear a new dress, the New Year, mm-hmm. and also the colors, very important.
And what colors should people wear for, I mean, does it change depending on what the year is? Like, is the color for the year of the rabbit different than the color for year of the tiger, or is it just New Year's colors?
Just New Year colors, mostly uh-huh. is red.
Red.
And then gold.
Red and gold.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So this
I'll dust off one of my pair of red shoes for the event.
Thank you.
Well, Nancy Wong, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Really thank appreciate, you again, you mm-hmm. taking the time. And it's a wonderful event. If you haven't been to the Sonoma County Chinese New Year celebration, maybe the year of the rabbit is the year to check it out.
Yes.
I wish mm-hmm. you a very happy New Year, and I will see you at the event.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. And we'll be right back with talk about the upcoming restaurant week.
Hey, will you sing a song with me?
I'd be very pleased to sing a song
sure
with you.
Sure look nice.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back in Folsom.
Well, I like to... I like to watch you talk.
I'm talking with my mouth. This way
I'll
be...
All right, let's do a song.
We got married. Gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Let's go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your head. Open your hand, you big talking man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
I'm gonna snowball. That city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn a loose of my coat. I'm going to Jackson.
Going to Jackson, or perhaps we should say Jackson's, in Railroad Square. I couldn't resist that musical connection. Josh Silvers is here. Silver or Silvers?
Silvers.
Silvers. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I'm a plural.
Okay.
But it always gets mixed up in the paper. I've seen my name both ways in the same article. So
I've seen my name, I write for the Press Democrat. Yeah. I have seen my name credited and spelled three different ways in the same article.
Nice.
So, that happens with names, you know? As long as they get the address right, you're probably fine with it.
As long as they're talking about you, who cares?
Exactly. So, want to introduce everybody else who's here as well. We have Lauren Ward, who, thank you very much, Lauren, for helping pull together this group. You are with the Economic Development Board of Sonoma County.
I am.
And you're the point person for Restaurant Week.
I am. I'm in charge of getting everyone involved and doing the marketing and stuff, so it's been great.
And this is the second year.
It is.
Yeah,
second event.
And then we also have with us, we have Jacqueline Roma and Tina Jackson of El Coqui Puerto Rican Cuisine. They're on Mendocino Avenue, almost across the street from the Press Democrat. Welcome. And then from Blue Label, we have Miriam Donaldson.
Hello.
And do I have it right? Blue Label was Humble Pie. Same people from, sort of the same people? Some of the same people?
Sort of. We're actually kind of hired guns at this point. So okay. When the Humble Pie closed down, we were all kind of looking for new opportunities. And it just all happened that we were all looking at the same time and all got snapped up by Blue Label. So it's kind of good to have the band back together.
Okay, cool. So let's start with an overview from Lauren.
Okay.
So Restaurant Week, it starts tomorrow and goes
It's going to go through the 27th, so that's next Sunday. And the event is a dinner event. And what happens is for just this week, participating restaurants are going to be offering a 3-course special pre-fee menu. And they choose whether they would like to be at the $19, $29, or $39 price point. And each restaurant is offering its own unique menu for the week. And some restaurants will be changing theirs daily. And you can find out all of the information about participating restaurants and who will be offering what at SonomaCountyRestaurantWeek.org.
Yeah, I was going through. There's a lot of menus. You've got over 100 restaurants participating this year.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed Zinn didn't have their menu up last time I looked.
Yeah, it's up now.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to mention him. I was going to mention Zinn in my column, and it's like, oh, it's not up yet. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
But you have every type. You have got pizzerias,
right? Indian food. We have Japanese food, mm-hmm. French inspired. There's lots. Mm-hmm. So,
and then how did this all get started?
Last year's event was our first event, and it was kind of a collaborative effort between the Sonoma County Cities and Towns, restaurants, and wineries, and the Sonoma County Tourism Bureau and our office, the Economic Development Board. And the program was started as a way to kind of just help the local hospitality industry during the typically slow tourist months. So it happens at the end of February.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that's been modeled on other similar events in other cities, right?
So last year's event, they did a lot of research for different events in San Francisco. They have Dine About Town twice a year. There's an LA Restaurant Week, New York City, and then San Diego has one too. And then there's a couple other smaller cities that are putting on Restaurant Weeks. And mm-hmm. so we jumped in with it, and it turned into a whole countywide project. So,
and what was the word on last year's? Was it a big success?
It was. It was wildly successful. Uh-huh. It brought in about $800,000 for local restaurants and food producers. So it was great. And we had customers fill out comment cards, and everyone really loved the event. So
great.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Josh, you have two restaurants. You have Jackson, and named after your son.
After cute, my little boy,
that
yeah.
cute little boy. He's such a doll.
Thank you. He's a little sweetheart. And we thought every kid should have their own bar.
You know? I think that's a really good idea.
and then if you know, I thought as a parent, I should definitely have a bar. So, but we did name it after him, and he was sort of the inspiration for the restaurant because I wanted a place that after cooking food at Syrah, which is coming up on 12 years. Where I could go that I didn't really want to eat that style of food, and I wanted to be able to bring my son, and I wanted, you know, something that was good and healthy and organic and delicious, and I couldn't find good chicken wings. And so I thought, well, you know, bars make money, so we'll do a bar, and that space really needs a bar. And I thought, chicken wings are delicious, and so I can make, you know, good, great chicken wings with, you know, the natural chicken, and, you know, we brine them. We take a lot of care, and we got a big wood-burning oven to make pizza. So it's really casual comfort food that I find a lot of people in my age bracket with kids want to be able to go out and bring their kids. You know, I tell the servers, you know, when I go out with my son, I got about a half an hour to eat, so fire everything, just bring it out. We can eat, we can enjoy, we'll be good for that half hour, 45 minutes, and then we're leaving. Mm-hmm. And that's about his time frame, and it works out perfect.
Yeah, how old is he now?
He's 6.
Okay, that's what I would have guessed.
I have to say, though, the iPhone is a great invention for parents as well.
Yeah. Here, so. Watch some YouTube.
Yeah, you know what? And I got to say, last year we participated in Restaurant Week, and it was so fun that we got so many people coming out, and we just felt the love of the county. You know, I think Sonoma did an amazing job doing it. They took it on themselves. I know I see Restaurant Week or Dine About Town in San Francisco is sponsored by Visa and this and that. And our county really gave back and did a great thing by putting this together. And I think they should really be lauded. You know, restaurants like ours and all the restaurants here, we get so many requests for donations to be part of the community. And, you know, we do our best to fulfill them all. And it just really feels nice to feel a little love back from the mm-hmm. county and the community. So mm-hmm. it's a great thing. And my last little thing I'm going to say quickly is I was at both the other restaurants within the last 2-3 weeks, and they're both phenomenal. And so if you haven't tried them, go out for Restaurant Week and really try them. So,
what are you doing for Restaurant Week?
Well, at Jackson's, we're going to do the $29 option with wine. So we paired up with Rodney Strong. As you probably know, they helped us with our cookbook, Jeff Mall and I. Mm-hmm. And Rodney Strong all got it. And then the PR person who kind of put the cookbook together with us married the manager at Jackson's. So we're yeah, so it's a little incestuous over there with us. And so we're going to do a Caesar salad. You know, we kind of went a sort of American-Italian kind of thing. We're going to do one of our pizzas with house-made pancetta, some broccoli rabe, some chili flakes, a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, and then a tiramisu for dessert. So we thought we'd make it a kind of a fun thing. And then we're going to pair that all with Rodney Strong wines. We've got their SB, their Zinfandel, and their True Gentleman's Port. Mm-hmm. And then at Syrah, the menu's a little bit in flux. What we were going to do... we're going to have to stave off just a little bit because of President's Day. Our meat order is going to come late. So tomorrow we're going to go in and figure out what my entree is going to be. But I have a great new chef de cuisine, Jamil Peden, who used to be my sous chef. And when we opened two restaurants, we had to get, you know, chef de cuisines in each place because I can't be everywhere. And so we're going to go old school versus new school. And so for we're going to do crab cakes, old school, because Syrah's had them for 12 years now. I don't know what the entree is going to be. In 2 days, it's going to be short ribs. And then we're going to do a chocolate puddle cake. And then he is going to do, on his side, his beet salad that it's a beet and avocado salad. I have the menu in my back pocket.
So I'm that's what you're for, doing.
Yeah. She's looking at me like, what are you doing picking at your back? But it's I got that. And then we're going to do a roasted sturgeon with farro, celery, golden raisins, capers, spinach, and a honey mustard foam. And then for dessert, a blood orange, caviar, and cardamom syrup and micro basil over a panna cotta. So he's got, you know, foams and
it's a $39
herbs.
Menu, isn't it?
It is the $39.
That
well,
sounds awesome.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that takes care of two of the restaurants, Jackson's and Syrah. And open daily?
Open daily, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're 24/7 at Jackson's, it feels mm-hmm. like.
Yeah, except if I get hungry at 3 in the morning, I know there's not going to be anybody there to feed me, is
no,
there?
No, but at 3 in the afternoon, there is, which is, you know, a problem in our county.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of times. And you can just come on in and get a pizza and a cocktail and bring the kid.
There you go. Okay, we've got two more restaurants to talk about, and I think we should... get you guys to open the food you brought. El Coqui.
We brought with us a few different options. We weren't quite sure how this was going to work, so I brought some finger-friendly. These are just our simple plantain chips. So that's when we take the green plantain before it's got any sugars in it, and we thinly slice it and deep fry it. And that's Jackie's recipe. I should probably let her be talking about it. Mm-hmm. And then I also brought the pollo al horno, which is our baked chicken. And then we brought the side dishes with the rice and beans and everything in case everybody was hungry. Mm. And then we brought the canoa con carne, which is a sweet plantain cut open like a banana split, stuffed with seasoned ground beef and covered with cheese.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
That one's fun. That one's one of the most fun ones to recommend because of everything else, it's the most exotic thing on the menu. Mm-hmm. If you're really looking to venture outside your realm and try something that's going to be different than something that you've had. The baked chicken, it's a Puerto Rican baked chicken. But it's still chicken, still something you probably would have had or something similar to. But this is mm-hmm. going to be different than anything unless you grew up Puerto Rican. Or
now, tell me, that was sort of leading into my next question. How did the restaurant come about?
It started, I like to cook a lot. I used to be in a McFemmis for the Marine Corps and 5th Marine Regiments in Camp Pendleton in San Diego. And I used to cook for like 8,000 troops.
Wait, you were in the Marines?
No, I was not in the Marines.
I was
a civilian.
Oh, civilian cooking for the Marines.
Right.
Oh,
this is right after 9/11 happened and President Bush decided to pull out all the troops out of the kitchen and have someone take over civilian to all the mess halls. And
yeah, that's been a real change since 9/11, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Right. So then I've been cooking since I was a little kid. My grandmother always taught me the recipes. So all these is my grandmother's and my mother's recipes. So I like to cook for the whole block like my grandmother did in New York. So
Are you from New York?
Yeah, I'm originally from New York. I was born in the Bronx, raised in Queens. I lived in New York in the winter, and in the summer I used to go to Puerto Rico every year, every summer for 3 months because my dad and my mom were separate. So I had to be with dad in summer and my mom in New York because I went to school there.
It's too bad that wasn't reversed. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But that's how I learned how to cook Puerto Rican food. You know, my grandma and my mother taught me since I was a child. She always told me that, learn this because, you know, when you get married, you got to take care of your husband and learn how to cook and clean and sew and wash clothes by hand. And so I grew up really old-fashioned, you know, not the way kids these days are raised and taught. You know, we had to wash clothes by hand.
Really?
In the tub, yes. We had a washing machine. So basically, we grew up very old-fashioned, and I try to, a lot of friends of mine told me, you know, just, why don't you open a restaurant? I was like, I was scared. So I instead of that, I opened up two furniture stores. I used to have a furniture store in Oceanside called Discount Furniture Outlet, and then I had another furniture store in Rona Park, and it was called Creative Furniture Outlet. So when the recession was good of house being sold and people needed new furniture and people taking equity out and, you know, buying new furniture, you know, it was very successful and very well maintained, and then the house starts crashing, and so I made a move and kept on going and doing other things besides, you know, furniture. And I started cooking for friends, and everybody just kept on just pushing me, why you don't open? And I was kind of a little scared, you know. You can, you know, have a sofa sitting for 3 months, but you can't have chicken sitting for 3 months.
So. Yeah.
That kind of scared me a little bit, but
I don't think you need to, though, because I go by your restaurant, it's always packed.
Yeah.
And that baked chicken is awesome. Yeah.
Now, when did you open?
I opened June to the public, June 20th.
Oh, nine.
So it's going to be 2 years this June.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Beat the odds so far.
Yeah.
80% mortality rate in the first 2 years.
Yeah.
For restaurants. So.
Yes. So I think it's my mom and my grandma up there, you know, watching me over from heaven, and bless them both, because this is what my grandma and mom used to do in New York. If you were neighbors, you lived in my building, believe me, they'll pick through the Pico and make sure you're going up the elevator. They had a bag for you, a little bag of food to give you.
Really?
So,
oh,
yeah.
That's so sweet.
So that's when I want people to come to my, you know, when they come to my restaurant, I feel like you're in my house. It's, you know, I don't want to feel like, you know, you're in a restaurant, you're sitting. You're I like to mingle with my customers. I like to socialize with them and make sure that everything is fine and to be part of my family, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the way we grew up, and that's the way it should be. Like, years ago, you used to go down the corner, you used to know who was the owner of that restaurant.
Yeah, you knew everybody.
Exactly. Or, you know, let me get the gallon of milk. I'll pay for it later, you know. But now you can't do these things. But I want to feel the same energy, like, the way I
grew
up.
Good for you, yeah.
So, basically, it's taken a hold in that direction. So, you know, I'm pleased and I'm blessed. And I'm looking forward that, you know, if people have not tried, to come out and try. You know, Puerto Rican food is not only the rice and beans part. To order to make rice and beans, it takes a lot of ingredients to make that recipe. Mm-hmm. You got to know how to make the sofrito. Sofrito could be made, but you cannot know how to make it if you don't have the right ingredients from Puerto Rico, which I have it shipped every 4 months.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What are the things that you get there that you can't get here?
El jacito dulce, which is a chili that is not hot.
Okay.
And that's the main ingredient that you have to put into your sofrito, which you can't get here in the States.
And, you know, I bet a lot of listeners don't know what a sofrito is. Can we describe it?
Yeah, sofrito is the main ingredient that you put in the Puerto Rican food. It's marinated with all, you know, vegetables, you know. It's bell peppers, cilantros, onions, the adobo seasoning, and then the jacito dulce, which I get like 50 pounds every 4 months from Puerto Rico shipped to California from my dad, because my dad lives out there. My son lives out there now. And we get that shipped to order to make that sofrito. You cannot make sofrito if you don't have that. Mm-hmm. You can make it, but it's going to taste different.
It's not going to be the same.
Right, exactly. So basically, those are the things that I do ship from Puerto Rico. And then when the season is in for canemba, which is a fruit in August, I ship those as well from Puerto Rico.
Can you say that with the name again?
Canemba.
Okay, could you describe that?
A canemba is a fruit that's only grown in Puerto Rico, and it's green from the outside. Then you crack the shell and you just suck it. It's like the seed of a plum inside. And it's sweet, real sweet, and it's addictive. You can't stop eating those little suckers.
I love your face gets so excited. Like, your eyes light up. You're like, oh, amazing.
Tina, how did you get involved?
Well, Jackie and I have been friends for a long time. And when she wants to show her affection or that she cares about you a lot, then she cooks for people. So
one of the first things that she cooked for me. I was having a bad day at work, and come on over, I'm going to fix you one of my steaks. So she made the palomilla ensabalado, and that served it with the sweet plantain and the avocado, and I was addicted ever since. But, you know, it's kind of funny with the twist in the economy, and back in 2009, that's really when the economy was imploding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was worried that I wasn't going to have my job, and she was worried that she wasn't going to have her job, and, you know, we both just cashed everything out, and I always say we went all in. And, you know, so far it's been working in our favor. But I recognized in her when it came to make the decision to invest. The food was amazing, but I also knew she had just this this magnetism and this ability to entertain, and that it would be different, that it wouldn't just be coming to eat. I mean, you were there the other night. Yeah, it's an experience. You come in, there's just a whole energy.
It just feels like you're at home, and, you know, the and food
it's fun.
Is delicious.
You're there to have fun with your friends. Exactly. And I don't feel like I'm going to work. I'm feeling like I'm going to hang out with everybody.
Right.
So I knew that it was just going to be different that way. It wasn't just going to be food. Mm-hmm. It was going to be an experience. So I, so far, I've been lucky.
So what are y'all doing for Restaurant Week?
We are. Do you want to take that, or do you want me to help you out?
Okay. What we're doing, I just came back from Puerto Rico on January 3rd. I spent the holidays there, and I've learned a lot of different, more dishes from my aunts, 86-year-old, 92-year-old. They're still living in Puerto Rico. So things that I forgot or have to refresh in my memory. I went out there, and she showed me these shredded tumbleweed arañas. Arañas in Spanish, spiders, but it's not. Originally, it's como un spider. Araña is like a tumbleweed. Shredded plantains, and then you fry it, but you have to dip first in water with the adobo seasoning, and then you fry it. I use vegetable oils in my kitchen, also olive oil. That's how I do my pan fried in the restaurant. And then you fry it, and then you have the dip. Mayo ketchup, or you have the mojito, which is a garlic sauce we make with a little bit of vinegar, which we have here in the station to show you.
Is that the chili sauce that's in the bottles?
No, that's that's different. That's not.
That's
it's not hot. That's gone. Thank you.
Yeah, that stuff's fantastic.
And then you dip that, and you just you eat it. It's like you know, tumbleweed, real beautiful, and it tastes very well. And also, we're going to be having for the choice meal, it's going to be pan fried pork chops, thin pork chops with top sirloin steak. I can't see anything in my glasses. Sorry about that.
Chops the steak or the chicken.
Or the baked chicken. And everything comes in with the yellow Spanish Puerto Rican rice, the choice of white rice, the Puerto Rican red kidney beans, the black beans, and also the avocado salad of my grandmother's recipe as well. Also, we have homemade my grandmother's coconut flan, which we make that from scratch. And also, we have the coconut ice cream overlayed with the sweet plantains. So the, you know, the ice cream melts right into the plantain is really delicious also as well.
Oh, that's delicious.
So
yeah, that's our course. That sauce is really good.
Yeah, it's a mojito. It's a garlic, the mojito.
Mm-hmm. So explain that.
Mojito is called a wet mojo, which is garlic. It's shredded garlic with cilantro, cebolla, which is the red onions, and a little bit of olive oil. And also the vinegar. And then you put the Puerto Rican seasoning in it, which is my grandmother's seasoning, which, you know, I would love to tell you on air, but she'll probably strike me from above. But I put that, and then you mix it up, and then you dip it with the plantain chips. You could dip it with the tostone, which is the same thing, but just a little thicker. And also with the shredded tumbleweed of arañas that we are going to be serving for the restaurant mm-hmm. week.
I'm going to have to come try this.
And
I like to say, if you fry it, they will buy it.
Has that been your experience in the restaurant?
In the restaurant world? Yeah. We go through 600 pounds of potatoes a week.
Oh, my God.
At Jackson's.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot of spuds.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, well, we've got to try some more of that food. Yeah. But why don't we hear...
This is the conua right now, right here. The canoa is a sweet plantain right open the split in the middle with deep fried on vegetable oil with the Angus ground beef with overlayer with the Monterey Jack cheese, and it has olives included, and it has a seasoning. We cook it with the seasoning of Puerto Rico. What's nice about it that it's very healthy as well. because I do cook it with the vegetable oil. I do not use any lard, any butter in my restaurant, even though if you go to Puerto Rico, that's what they use. But I changed a little bit because, you know, being married to an ex-bodybuilder, you know, you had to cook differently and healthier.
I have to try this. This just looks really interesting.
It
is really good.
You got to mix it with the sweet plantain. That gives it a little the flavor.
You want to get the salty meat and the sweetness all together in one bite.
Yeah, those are some really, really nice flavors.
Yeah, that's the meat. That's called el picadillo in Puerto Rico, con el plátano maduro.
Mm.
To steal a bite of this, too.
Yum, yum, yum. That is really outstanding. Mm-hmm. So tell us one more time, what's it called?
La canoa is like a canoe.
I was going to say, it's like a canoe.
Right,
exactly. And it looks like a canoe.
It does look like a canoe, yes.
And, you know, few things are better in this world than avocado salad.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm. Yes.
Mm-mm. The black bean, oh, this is fabulous.
I like the salty-sweet thing, too.
Yeah, salty-sweet is such a nice combination.
It is so good. Bacon and maple syrup. Oh. Mm-hmm. That whole, yeah, anything salty, sweet like that.
Bacon and apple. Bacon and pineapple. Yeah.
Bacon ice cream, that's true.
Bacon ice cream, yeah.
Maple bacon ice cream.
Are you making that?
I have made it.
I'm coming over.
It's amazing. It's really good.
When is it?
I will call you.
All right.
Vanilla ice cream with crumbled bacon on top.
That's good stuff, too.
Wow.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
And also try, in Jackson's, I'm crazy. Every time I go to Jackson, I literally order seven. Dozens of
the oysters.
You know, I never liked the seafood in my life, and I guess the older you get, your taste buds does change in life. And I go to your place, and that's what I order.
Are we talking oysters on the half shell?
Yeah, we do oysters on the half shell, and then we do them in the wood oven as well. Mm-hmm. We have two different ones. We have them with just a little garlic butter. Really simple and delicious.
That's my favorite.
And then we have one we do with mushrooms and prosciutto and a little Gruyere and a little bechamel and kind of bake all that together, mm-hmm. which is also really good. And I got to say, I find now that I eat a lot differently the older I get, I used to like the big heavy chocolate desserts and the big coffee desserts. And now I find myself turning more to lemon and pears. She brought lemon pie, and I got to tell you, is it the Ohio lemon pie?
It is Ohio lemon pie.
I have to say, it's the best lemon pie I've ever had.
And, you know, we've got the Citrus Fair going on this weekend, on Steve Garner's show.
We're Claudines.
there was a lot of talk about all the different lemon desserts yesterday. I was driving to the farmer's market listening to that. I've always preferred really light, delicate dessert. I mean, give me a piece of fruit, and I'm happy.
I'm trending that way. I used to be the big heavy chocolate, and now I want like a light pear or a light lemon. And you're doing a lemon contest tomorrow.
We are.
That I'm going to be a judge at.
Yes, you are. Blue Label is hosting the first annual Great Meyer Lemon Cook-Off.
Uh-huh.
It's open to anyone that wants to come join, and it's just a general open house, so you can just come and hang out, too. And all entrance is by noon. There are no rules because rules are lame. And we'll be hanging out until 4 o'clock. We have some really awesome judges. Josh Silvers will be there, and Heather Irwin will be there, and Terry Starks will be there. And I'm trying to get my sous chef's 80-something-year-old grandma to be a judge, too. But, you know, she's been a little cranky about it, as 87-year-old grandmas are like to do. But
and they're allowed to.
Exactly. But as long as she cooks something, that's all I care about. I'm like, just as long as she brings something, cause she's a great cook. So, yeah, it's going to be a great time. We've got music and food and drinks.
What's the music?
I found this really great band on 4th Avenue a couple weeks ago. I was just walking by, and there was a couple buskers. They were really young, like maybe 19, 20 years old. And they were playing this kind of Baltic klezmer music.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I stopped by. I walked back. I said, hey, you guys do a paid gig? And they looked at me like I was crazy, like they'd never been asked that kind of thing before. And, you know, so they're going to come out and play for a couple hours and entertain us.
So say not the lemon heads, huh?
No. Or the lemon lime lights either.
Yes, but. Or the Mighty Mighty Lemon Drops. let's see, we could keep going on this. So tell us what you're doing. Tell us, Blue Label is at the Belvedere.
Yes, we're upstairs at the Belvedere.
So you're upstairs.
We're upstairs, yeah. It's a fabulous building. I just feel so blessed to be in that space. It's really
I remember
gorgeous.
When that place first opened as a restaurant in the 70s. It was the hangout. I could tell there are a lot of stories about that place.
Yeah, right? Well, I'm really sad that I'd never saw it before. Most of the time I've been in Sonoma County, I've kind of been in Petaluma and Pen Grove, obviously, and Cotati. But opening up a restaurant in Santa Rosa has been great. You know, I've just really discovered a lot of new places and restaurants and venues, and really, really feel blessed to be in this part of the county now. So,
yeah. So now when are you open?
We're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. And for farm shenanigans and other things. And we're open only for supper right now from 5 until 10. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then next month, we're planning on opening a cafe. So we'll be open for 7 days a week. But I'm still looking for a good espresso machine. So, yeah, that's the important piece right there. So once I find that piece of the puzzle, we'll figure out exactly when we're opening for cafe hours. And then we'll have breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I may know where you might be able to find one.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe.
All right. See if you can hook me up. That'd be great. Yes.
So what are you doing for restaurant week?
Well, we're doing three courses, and we have a choice of entrees. So to start off, we're doing a Meyer lemon, of course, a Meyer lemon basil salad with local goat cheese and croutons with our house-made bread. And then four courses, pardon me. And then a cup of the soup of the day, and it changes every day. And then for our main courses, we do a soda pop lamb, which is a lamb shoulder. It's really, really good, served on cheesy grits with arugula. Or we have buckwheat crepes with winter root vegetables and a marsala butter sauce. And then for dessert, we're going to have candied kumquats and vanilla ice cream and almond cookies.
Oh, that's nice. I love kumquats.
Me too. I've been waiting for them to arrive. I'm so excited.
What's the soda?
I use Dr. Pepper. You do a really hard sauté on your mirepoix with apples, and then you deglaze the pan with a little Dr. Pepper. You kind of get that prune flavor to it, and that's the liquid that you braise your lamb in.
Nice.
Looks really good.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah. Speaking of grandmas, I mean, grandmas are the best cooks in the world, and you're talking about learning from your grandma, and it's kind of variation on my grandma's soda pop pot roast. And she would always do a soda pop.
And did
pot
she
roast.
Use Dr. Pepper?
She used Coca-Cola or Pepsi or RC Cola was actually.
Remember that?
Yeah, a lot of RC Cola.
RC Cola.
Especially in Ohio. She's from Ohio, so RC, there's a lot of it, but mostly Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's making a resurgence is Bubble Up.
I love Bubble Up.
Remember that when you were, that's what we drank when I was a kid, Bubble Up. And I saw it in the stores, and somebody, Jamil, my chef, was talking about. You know, because we're changing the format of Syrah in a couple months, and we're going to go to a more small plates format, and we're just, you know, going to, it's been 12 years, so we want to do something different. And he's like, let's get Bubble Up.
No, Bubble Up was sort of lemon limey, right?
Yeah, it's like 7-Up or, yeah.
7-Up.
Yeah.
It's that Sprite 7-Up kind of thing, but
it's better than
but Bubble Up. And I remember it as a kid, like that's what we drank.
Yeah. I was always a root beer girl.
Oh, I love, yeah,
I love root beer.
I still am.
I can't. I don't like the Coke. I don't like. Yeah. I don't like cola at all. But Dr. Pepper and root beer, those are mine.
Root beer, shave ice.
Oh yeah.
A real root beer shave ice in Hawaii. I wish someone would open a real shave. Anybody's with a lot of energy.
Yeah, you
shave ice. We need a good. And I did find somebody doing shave ice. Well, there are a couple people that do it, but they have concessions. You know, they move around. Mm-hmm. But one guy says, "Oh, I have every flavor you want, but not root beer." So I don't want it.
It's really easy to make your own root beer, too.
It is. I've made it once. Yes, I did make it once.
That's good stuff. We make our own at Blue Label, which is fun. But
oh, you do?
Yeah, we do. My husband makes the best root beer at home, though. He does like a yeasted root beer, and it sits around for a couple days and gets all foamy, and it has way more ginger than any person should actually be expected to drink. But I love it. It's so good.
You know, Third Street Ale Works makes sort of an adult root beer.
There's
oh, yeah?
It's not alcoholic, but it's not, it's like, oh, and a root beer for the kid is, it's a very,
the real deal.
It's a real deal.
Yeah. Molasses soda that we have at the restaurant.
Yeah. Ooh. We have a molasses soda. It's called a Malta India también. And then we have the natural coconut soda from Puerto Rico also. It's called Coco Rico. And it's all natural from sugar canes. So it doesn't have no preservatives and all that stuff. It's just all natural.
A lot of people think that the Malta soda, I'm not much of a beer drinker myself, so I don't get the analogy, but I've had several people tell us that the Malta soda tastes like a beer, like a non-alcoholic beer. It's a little sweet, so I don't see it, but that's the comments that we get on that Malta soda. So
I think I had the Blue Label root beer in a float Fried Chicken Night.
Fried Chicken Night, that's right.
Yeah, they do a root beer. And do you make the ice cream too? Yeah.
No,
but it was good ice cream.
I would like to make, I don't have, the freezer that I have at Blue Label is like, It's really, 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 really small. Yeah. So, you know, maybe one day I'll have a freezer big enough to make my own ice cream. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Mm. I have the ice cream maker. I'm so close. So close.
It's just a matter of time.
It's just a matter of time. That's right.
So how much is your menu?
$29.
$29. And did we say how much is
ours? Is
$19. $19. Right. Okay. So we have every menu level represented here. And it is, of course, Restaurant Week starting tomorrow and continuing through Sunday. I think we should return now to Lauren. Mm-hmm. And let's just talk about some of the other places. I mean, we've really gotten... We're pretty Santa Rosa-centric right now.
Right. Yeah, we have someone from everywhere.
Yeah, we've got two places in Geyserville.
Right.
We've got Coppola.
And then Catelli's Restaurant.
Right.
Which will actually be offering two menus at two price points.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so they'll be at $19 and $29. Uh-huh.
And then Coppola's doing a $39.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Rustic will be doing a $39
menu. Rustic, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, you know, we have two in Cloverdale. Healdsburg has quite a few, obviously.
Who up in Cloverdale? There's one Nitro.
Yes.
Cafe Nitro.
Yep. Cafe Nitro is participating. Yes. And then Mary's.
All of the Marys
in Sonoma County will be participating. Mm-hmm. So they're up there as well.
That's a lot of Marys.
Yeah, there's nine. I put up all of the menus on all of their pages. So I know there are nine.
I remember when Mary's first opened. In Sonoma. Or not when it first opened, but I remember when it was the only one, Mary's Shack.
Out
in Sonoma.
My mom grew up in Sonoma, and every time we passed there, she was like, oh, we used to go there as kids. That place is great. So
The original.
Mm-hmm.
You have Ken in Rohnert Park.
Yep. Hana.
Yeah. Which is a, I mean, well, I would.
That's actually a five-course meal, too.
Is it a $39 menu?
I believe he's at 29.
29.
That's a, I could go there.
I'm so there. Yeah.
So, I know, he sent me his menu, and I was like, well, are these options? Are you offering all five? And he's like, no, I think all five. I was like, well, that's great. And they look delicious.
Maybe I have to go out this week. You know, I have been...
You need to go out this week.
I have not been going out. I have been... I'm in a real cooking mode lately. I subscribe to... Meat CSA, which I'd been wanting to do for a while, and I found one that was less than a mile from my house. That's what I was waiting for. I didn't want to have to drive somewhere and sort of defeat the purpose of like really, really local.
Yeah.
So I have one that's actually right across the street from my grandson Lucas and my daughter Gina. So Victorian Farmstead. So now I have a meat CSA, and I've been making yogurt. I've been making sauerkraut, and I'm gearing up to write some new books. So I've just been really focusing on my cooking rather than my social life and restaurants.
This is the week.
Yeah,
this is definitely the week
to do it. This is the week to go out. I mean.
I mean, there are times I go out every night. You know, God, I was a restaurant critic for 15 years. You know, so
we all go through those phases.
Yeah.
But if you're in a mood to go out, I'm telling you, people listening, go out this week. Mm-hmm. I mean, every chef in the county, we all bow down to Ken at Hana.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ken's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing. The one thing, I'm still mad at Ken, though.
Huh? How could you be mad at Ken?
Because it was a tradition on this radio show to go to Hana after the show, and he closes on Sunday nights now.
Oh, no, I think he reopened.
Did he reopen? Oh.
I think you could be nice to him again because
we drove. I'm still nice to him. I'm just teasing. But we drove over, and it's like we were all so hungry. It's like, yes, Hana. It's like, closed on Sundays, Ken? No.
Yeah, he's reopened, I believe.
Oh, that's
I think
he said that is just thing. Absolutely great news. Thank you, Josh. Oh,
my God. My son loves to go there. I think it was a Sunday, and my wife was doing this, you know, New Year's diet. And she didn't want to watch us eat. And she said, well, why don't you guys go out? And I said, Jackson, where do you want to go? And he goes, sushi boat.
Is he?
And I'm like, sweet.
He's one of the little boys.
Boats.
He's
yeah.
one of the, you know, I don't know about the boys in Santa Rosa and stuff, but I know in Sebastopol, like Karen and Lucas's boys.
Dino's.
All of the little boys. They have their birthday parties at Sushi Tozai. You ask them where they want to go to dinner, and they all want to go out for sushi. And they're eating sushi. They're eating octopus. Lucas is stealing the hamachi off my plate.
Oh, yeah. Jackson gets this little... Ken does this little kids thing with a boat, and it's got tempura and chicken, and then he eats our sushi.
Oh, I got to take Lucas there.
Oh, he would like it. It's fun.
Yeah.
And I always run into, like, Dino from... Diavolo there.
Diavolo.
Yeah, I'd say every third time I go to Hana, he's there, you know, with his kids. So it's kind of nice to...
Cool. Okay, well, what we need to do now is start wrapping it up because time flies when you're having good food. This is fabulous.
Lemon pie.
So, Blue Label, how do people find you? Your address?
We're at 727 Mendocino Avenue. We're at 727 Mendocino Avenue, and we have a website, too. It's www.bluelabelrestaurant.com. And I see you're passing around the pie. I have to give excellent credit to my brother-in-law, Dan, who makes the best Meyer lemon pie I've
that
ever had in my
delicious.
Life.
That is delicious. Gorgeous.
He's real good at that.
That's awesome.
Really, really okay. Gorgeous. I'm going to taste it in a minute so that I'm not chewing into the microphone. Okay, El Coqui, tell people how to find you.
We're in the corner of 5th and Mendocino. It's 400 Mendocino Avenue, downtown Santa Rosa. We're located right there in the corner of 5th and Mendocino. And we do have a website. It's www.elcoquitoeat.com. It's I'll spell it for a lot of you that cannot understand what El Coqui means. It's ELCOQUI, the number 2, eat, EAT.com. You can visit us on our website. And also, if you're in a have Facebook, we're also on Facebook as well.
Okay, great. And you know, we don't need to do the www. We don't have to say those anymore. Because here's why. Your browser actually, if you have a more contemporary machine, your browser doesn't want you to enter those W's anymore. It's just something in the system that will mess it up. It does it automatically.
Oh, wow. Okay,
so it makes it easier. We don't have to say that. And so to go through all the menus and that sort of thing, website?
You can find that on SonomaCountyRestaurantWeek.org. Again, that's .org. Or you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Sonoma County Restaurant Week. And actually, we'll be running a couple contests this week on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's actually free dining for a year. Someone will be entered to win. So you just tell us where you ate, what you had, you know, what you loved about it. And then we're also on Twitter at SoCo Rest Week.
SoCo Rest Week. Okay. And
I can be found on the other side of the freeway from El Coqui on 4th and 5th in Davis. So my restaurants are a block away.
You see him running back and forth, you know,
all day, with his hair aflame.
Yeah,
I do. And then we have SarahBistro.com, JacksonsBarnOven.com, also on Facebook, and you can follow me on Twitter at Sarah Chef.
And on that note, we are out of time. So thanks very much to everybody. And I did want to tell you, Nancy Wong and I forgot to tell you, the Chinese New Year celebration next Saturday starts at 5 o'clock. It will be over at about 8:45. You want to get there on time to experience everything. Thanks for tuning in. It's Michelle Jordan. Have a great week. And meet me back here for another yummy episode of Mouthful, the Wine Country's Most Delicious Hour here on KRCB.
Dinner now, let's go eat. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said.
Mouthful is hosted and produced by Michelle Anna Jordan. Lawrence Alberti is Mouthful's engineer. For more information about Mouthful, send an email to catsmilk@sonic.net. That's catsmilk@sonic.net. You can also download Mouthful's free podcast at krcb.org or from iTunes.
And the moral of this story, children, it is plain but true. God knows if a preacher preaches long enough, even he'll get hungry too, and he'll sing to the Lord.